Now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Welcome to this week's look at Ukraine's Jewish heritage. Today I would like to tell you about James Timothy, a distinguished Canadian entrepreneur, civil leader and philanthropist and founder of the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter. James Timothy is well known and respected for his vision, initiative and servant leadership and has received many honors for his achievements. He was born in Donbas region of Ukraine during World War II. His parents were deported to Germany as forced laborers. After the war, his family lived in Belgium for 3 years before coming to Canada and settling in Montreal. Mr. Timothy's lifelong entrepreneurial attributes appeared early in life. His first venture was founding a university student business association, which brought Dick Clark's American Bandstand to a thrilled audience in Montreal and eventually employed 42 students. After graduation, he held various marketing and management positions with IBM in Canada and the United States. After 15 years, Mr. Timothy returned to his entrepreneurial roots, building a single franchise into the world's largest privately held chain of Computerland stores. Today, Mr. Timothy is well known as the founder and chair of Northland Power, Canada's first independent power producer and a Canadian icon for clean and green energy sources. Founded in 1987, Northland Power operates biomass, natural gas and wind power projects in Ontario, Quebec and Saskatchewan. Wind, solar and water power ventures are currently under development. A man of boundless energy and compassion, Mr. Timothy devotes much of his time and fortune to philanthropic causes in Canada and Ukraine. He is chairman of the Board of Trustees of Northland Power Income Fund, governor of the Sunnybrook and Women's College Health Sciences Center, and member of the Board of Canadian Psychiatric Research Foundation. From 2002 to 2009, he was the chairman of the Royal Ontario Museum Board of Governors. He is founding chairman of UCC's National Advisory Council and a benefactor of Holodomor Research and Education at the University of Alberta. He recently donated $1 million to the Canadian Museum of Human Rights towards the development of an exhibition on the Holodomor, the famine genocide of 1932 and 33 in Ukraine. He is a benefactor of Lviv's Ukrainian Catholic University, one of Ukraine's leading educational institutions and the only Catholic university in the former Soviet Union. There he had established three departments that study Jewish-Ukrainian interfaith relations. He supports similar initiatives at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. He is a trustee of a children's hospital in Kyiv and was instrumental in launching Kyiv Mohyla Business School, of which he serves as chairman of its advisory council. Mr. Timothy's achievements have earned him some distinguished honors in recent years. In 2007, he was awarded the Shevchenko Medal by the Ukrainian-Canadian Congress. In 2008, he was appointed a member of the Order of Canada, the highest honor bestowed to Canadian citizens. In 2010, he was named Ontario Entrepreneur of the Year and the Entrepreneur of the Year in the Energy and Natural Resources sector. In 2012, he was awarded the Queen Elizabeth II Diamond Jubilee Medal. And in June 2013, James Tabarty was the first recipient of the Metropolitan Andrei Sheptytsky Medal, an award established by the Jewish Confederation of Ukraine for contributions to the cause of Ukraine-Jewish understanding and cooperation. Most notably for us, Mr. Tabarty is founder and chairman of the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative. This organization was founded to deepen cross-cultural and interfaith relations between Ukrainians and Jews. It strives to bring the two peoples together in understanding and empathy of each other's historical experience and narratives. To advance these goals, the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter has convened a series of meetings and conferences, engaging close to 200 scholars and experts in Ukraine, Israel, and the Ukrainian and Jewish diasporas. It also supports the Jewish Museum in Lviv and our efforts to restore and preserve what remains of Ukraine's Jewish heritage in the wake of Nazi and communist devastation. And thanks to Mr. Tabarty and the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, we are able to bring you this weekly insight on Ukraine's Jewish community. You can find out more about our ongoing efforts at our website www.jewishheritage.org.ua. And of course, please join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Golos. This is Renata Ganinets, Research Fellow at the Faina Petryakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, Shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.